And now, broadcasting live and local from the 98.9 The Game Studios in Effingham, Illinois, it's the Starting Lineup with Brayden Brown.
Now let's move to the St. Louis Cardinals, who have lost three in a row now, all three games to the Padres. Last night's game on Sunday Night Baseball, that's a mess.
Yeah.
You walked eight batters in last night's game. You proceed to walk 26 hitters in the entire series. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell are we doing? Like, it's getting to a fact to where just throw strikes, let them hit the ball. Mm-hmm. The St. Louis Cardinals lead the league in walks. They've walked 19 more batters than any other team in Major League Baseball. So the Cardinals have walked 184 batters through 41 games.
Wow.
That's about four and a half walks a game. That's four and a half free passes you're given a game. Oh, yeah, and don't forget, they're also second in the league by hit by pitches. The only team to hit more batters is the Chicago Cubs. So the Cardinals have already hit 29 batters on the season. They're walking 184 on the season so far. They're giving away all of these free passes, which are absolutely free. They lead the league in walks whenever the base is already loaded and you're walking in a run. They did that twice last night alone. It's like, just throw strikes, let them hit the ball. Whenever you force the other teams to hit the ball, the Cardinals are in the bottom third of giving up hits. They're 21st in the league in giving up hits. So, obviously, when you are throwing strikes and they are swinging at the ball, they're not reaching base. So, challenge hitters more.
Well, you got two gold glovers at the corners.
You have gold glovers littered throughout the diamond. Mm-hmm. You have Goldschmidt at first. You have Arenado at third. Arenado has won three gold gloves there. Mm-hmm. Everybody raves about Tommy Edman and how good he is defensively at second base.
He had a couple of good plays this weekend.
Paul DeJong, he's been a finalist for a gold glove. Mm-hmm. Tyler O'Neill has won gold gloves out in left field. Everybody raves about Harrison Bader's glove out in center field. Like, you have legit seven guys on this roster that could realistically win a gold glove, yet you are walking as many batters as they are.
Is it a case of, because I have not seen a single Cardinal game all season long. Are they nibbling too much? Are they trying to be fancy and get corners and stuff like that, and they're not getting the calls?
Our bullpen is too wild.
Okay.
Like, they just can't throw strikes.
It's just straight.
Like, they're mechanics.
Okay.
Like, they just, you watch Cabrera come into a game, you know, well, this pitch is going to be over Molina's head, and this one's going to hit a batter, and this one's going to be in the dirt. Like, he's going to be all over the place. He's nasty whenever he's right, but he has zero control of his ball. I mean, look at him whenever he hit Bryce Harper in the nose, and then the very next batter he hits in the rib cage.
Who's the pitching coach?
Mike Maddux.
And he knows what he's doing. He should be down there talking to those guys.
It's just one of those things. I don't think they're disciplined enough.
It's because they're young. It's a young bullpen?
It is a very young bullpen.
Do they not really have a veteran, kind of one guy, kind of to stabilize the unit?
I mean, you'd say veteran Andrew Miller.
He's on the IL right now, and even then, he's a shell of what he used to be.
Yeah, definitely.
And while we're talking about the bullpen, we need to mention Jordan Hicks. Bad news coming out of the weekend as they transferred him from the 10-day IL to the 60-day IL, and that's whenever they added the contract of Max Moroff to the Major League squad. So what at first just looked like a minor little precautionary take him out of the game, ends up moving him to the IL. Now it's the 60-day IL, which means it's going to be a while until we see Jordan Hicks once again, which is a shame because he's one of the best young pitchers in Major League Baseball right now.
The Starting Lineup.
Welcome back into the Starting Lineup on 98.9 The Game. I am your host, Brayden Brown. Thanks for joining me on your Friday morning. It's now time for one of my favorite segments of the week. It's the four B's on the Starting Lineup. Brayden Brown's Best Bets, and they're brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbooks. Today, we're looking at four NFL games for Week 13. All lines and odds are from our DraftKings sponsor, our exclusive sportsbook of the Starting Lineup. New users in the state of Illinois can use the promo code WIN, and DraftKings will match your first deposit up to $500. Remember to gamble responsibly, and if you or anyone you may know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So let's take a look at what we have this week. It's Braden Brown's best bets. It's the four best bets of the week. You're going to want to circle for this Sunday, week 13 of the NFL. We're taking a look at Dolphins-Bengals. I absolutely love the under at this one. The line's currently at 42.5 at minus 10. So Brandon Allen's looking very bad last week against the Bengals, so you got to love this Dolphins defense against him. Tua is set to return after missing last week's game against the Jets. And yes, they've been winning with Tua, but they haven't put together great scores with Tua. So that's why I love the under in this one. I don't expect Brandon Allen to do much, and Tua coming back, I don't expect too many points from the Dolphins. The only thing that could be a little worrisome is if this Dolphins defense is able to get some pick sixes, but I'm going to bet against the quarterbacks in this one. I like the under of 42.5. The Packers, love the Packers this week as they take on the Eagles. I'm going to continue my trend and fade Carson Wentz. Keep betting against him. Yes, they backdoor covered last week off of the Hail Mary, and then they went for two and they covered the spread. I'm not worried about that. I love the Packers this week at -8.5. You can get them at -110 right now on DraftKings. And before they covered last week, it had been 4 weeks since the Eagles had covered a spread. So I'm going to take the Packers in this one. Love them this week. Another game I absolutely love. This is the one I love the most, and it's the Patriots. They are underdogs this week at -1.5. I'm just going to take the Patriots money line. You can get that at 118 right now. And it's because Bill Belichick is still the greatest coach of all time, and when he goes against rookie quarterbacks, he wins. Bill Belichick versus a rookie's quarterback is 20-5 in his career. Yes, Justin Herbert might be your offensive rookie of the year, but I'm going to take that defensive mind of Bill Belichick anytime he takes on a rookie quarterback. And again, just take the money line on that one. You get the best odds up, +118. So then the last one we're taking a look at, the Colts. We're going about 2 hours east of here. I like the Colts -3 in this one. This was a Texans offense that was already struggling, and now they're going to be without Will Fuller. Yes, please give me the Colts -3. You can get that number at 105 right now, -105. Now, Deshaun Watson, yes, he's a great quarterback, but he doesn't have enough weapons, in my opinion, especially with Will Fuller being out. Too bad they don't have DeAndre Hopkins, who's been killing it for the Cardinals this year. Buckner is set to return, the most important part of that Colts defense, so you got to love the Colts whenever Buckner is playing for them, and he will be back this week. If you really believe in the four B's this week, well, you could roll it into a four-team parlay. If you bet one unit, you're going to come away with 14.5 units, so that's a pretty good turnaround right there. So if you believe in what I'm talking about, could be a good bet for you, plus 1,452 if you decide to roll them all together. So to recap things, we're going to take the Dolphins-Bengals under 42.5, Packers -8.5, Patriots money line, and the Colts -3. Should be a great week. We'll have to take a look on Monday as we recap our bets from the weekend. Make sure you stick around. Still to come on 98.9 The Game, the starting lineup. We will take a look at the best value player props for week 13 of the NFL. We got a Fighting Illini game to preview versus the Iowa Hawkeyes. And we'll take a look at the entire slate of college football on our Saturday. It's all to come on 98.9 The Game.